The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's rocking, comfortable to the
just
ASMR.
Just two away from 200 there. Hoping just 200 away from 200 there.
Just a couple away, not far. Jesse, you feel at home all the way out in England when you hear our voices like that?
Yeah.
Do you miss us at all?
Yeah, like even a little?
I mean, I'm reminded every week you exist, so I can't really miss you.
That's nice. I mean, that's nice.
Like, I can't, I mean, you're always at least a week away.
I love that it's impossible to miss me.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. Welcome to the Minisode, boys.
Hi.
I got a fun one just to start us with. AI is typically horrifying, but AI did something helpful for scientists and researchers. This comes from the Smithsonian, but AI has helped identify 303 new Nazca line petroglyphs. Have you seen this?
No, that's interesting.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Let me get the actual, let me get you a picture. There's like, they show like six or so of them. This is the Smithsonian magazine. I am going to copy paste it for you so you can just go ahead and check it out yourself. It is, there you go. So an AI-assisted study identified 303 previously unknown geoglyphs in the Peruvian desert. The art features surprising figures like orcas holding knives, which is pretty fucking great. With the help of AI, researchers have found hundreds of ancient artworks carved into the pebbled ground of Peru's Nazca Desert, featuring decapitated heads, llamas, orcas holding weapons, and more. These so-called geoglyphs were likely created by the Nazca culture, a pre-Inca South American indigenous group known for creating the famous Nazca lines. There's some really fun ones in there. At the very top, there's a, in the middle, it's like a three-nipple dude with like his balls hanging real fucking low, it looks like. Pretty fucking great.
That guy looks chill. He looks like a 90s like cartoon studio logo.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Really does. He's like, I got a Nickelodeon dude.
Yeah. He's like
Klatsky Supo.
These new group of geoglyphs are older, smaller, and less distinct than the previous discovered ones. So the researchers employed an AI model trained to spot faint lines in satellite images of the desert. And the AI can spot outlines 20 times faster than humans can, reports Live Science's Harry Baker. Once the model had identified various figures, the team traveled to some of the scanned locations to confirm this existence. So it's not just the AI pointing it out. The scientists then spent over 2,600 manual hours inspecting these sites by hand with drones, making sure that the photography was correct, checking, basically ensuring that the AI was correct so that they, you know, it's kind of a team effort between the AI and the scientists. The 303 new geoglyphs depict human-like figures, livestock, fish, cats, birds, a ceremonial scene, people interacting with animals, and most notably, killer whales wielding weapons, one including a dagger. And this is fucking cool. That's all. This, like, that's the story. You can just see some of the Nazca lines as like a human and like a monkey. It looks like
they're hanging out. I love them.
Yeah, they are awesome. Every single. I love the one with the two big asses that are like chilling out, hanging out. Two guys like dancing or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. There's also
one that kind of looks like a surprise face squirrel creature.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, I love that guy.
And this is just a dude. If you scroll a little bit further down, there's like the other six. This is just like a big, weird, happy face on two legs.
Yeah, love it. That guy rules too. That's how it's that's great. Like, I would love to meet that guy. Like,
the guy in the middle in the top set of images straight up is a 90s t-shirt logo.
Yes, yeah, he's exactly. Right out of that. You're dead right. This is cool. This is what AI should be used for, like as an assisting tool in further research to find more shit like this.
Man, those are really similar, those two orca ones.
Yeah. And they just got knives. They're holding some pointy daggers, dude. That's all. Just some cool, good news, good AI news for once.
I love
actually
that.
Assisting and helping human history stuff. Cool. That's all I got, boys. Huh. Take it away.
What do you got, Jesse?
Well, mine is something a little more fun that you can do at home.
Oh, nice.
Hey, kids, do you have a Ring doorbell? Because right now, for the month of October, you can enter into the Ring Great Ghost Search. That's right.
Oh, my God.
They are offering many prizes, up to $100,000 for a grand prize winner.
That is
Finn
the worst.
Wolfhard will be one of the judges.
Oh, hell? Determine. Why?
Okay, never mind. This is just a fucking game show.
Wait, was it? Okay. Is it real or is it exactly what it sounds like?
So here's the thing. They're saying it's real, but I'm sure it's real,
but it sounds like a game show.
I don't know that this is going to be real submissions. So last year they had Ring does a search for $1 million alien spotting. The problem is I can't find the results of that. So I don't know if the winner of that was a real thing or if it was someone made like a cool, like
engagement farm.
And I have no clue. And when I try to look for it, I either get the website doesn't exist or I get something saying that I can't look at it because I'm overseas. So I have no clue. But the stuff they have for the ghost one is it's being judged by four categories and it's 25 points available in each category for a total of 100. It is visibility, clarity of the ghost. Was the ghost or ghostly presence clearly evident in the video? And they're saying things on here like orbs, specters, like shadow people. They'll take it all.
So there's no winking going on other than that Finn Wolfhard is involved.
The alien one, it was possible for nobody to win, by the way.
Sure. And I imagine that's the same thing here.
Yeah.
Uniqueness. How much did the footage story surprise the judges?
So wait, are we just to believe that they didn't find any aliens and so just that just ended unceremoniously?
I have no answers for you on that one.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's what it is.
I kind of respect the hell out of that.
Any winners, if any, would be contacted by email, it said.
This says, entertainment value. How glued to the footage were our judges? Was there a story involved? Again, that makes me think that it's fake. I don't know. And then engagement. What was the ghost's engagement with the Ring device? Was it unique?
It's branded? These are... it's an integration?
Again, no clue. All the writing makes it seem like this is legit. However, the rules make it seem like this is not. In fact, they have a thing here that says the judges will only watch the first 30 seconds of a video.
What? What the fuck kind of...
Yeah, I don't understand.
What if there's 5 minutes of a real fucking ghost walking around?
Well, then you better put the best part in the first 30 seconds.
God damn, what is wrong with everyone?
They'll only take the first 5,000 entries. Entries must be received before 11:59 p.m. PST or PT on November 1st, 2024.
What's 5,000 times 30?
150,000? No, 1.5 million?
150,000?
It is 150,000.
All right, I was right.
60.
You were right the first time, yeah.
2,500 minutes? Right? Like... 2,500 minutes.
Again, I don't imagine they're going to get a lot of entries. And more importantly, I don't imagine that poor Finn's going to have to watch
Finn
that.
Finn Wolfhard's going to watch 40 hours of
They're
going to
give him like the top footage? Five.
All right. I mean, look.
I mean, he's got experience in the Upside Down. So.
That is what they say. They're like, that's why he's included.
And he fought.
Hilariously, are.
That's true.
the judges are administrator, sponsor, Finn Wolfhard, and then Katrina Weidman, who I believe is a paranormal expert, question mark?
Administrator and sponsor?
Administrator and sponsor are two of the judges, yes.
Are those people?
What the fuck?
Is that just
dude, I'm entity? Just on the terms and conditions a right now looking entity? At it. I have no idea, my man. I don't know what
there
to tell you.
There are stranger things out there, aren't there?
Oh, fuck. You did it. Listen, they need to hire you.
Yeah. No, that's Unsolved Mysteries. I can't remember
They're saying that this is... they're looking for security camera footage, basically, but with the Ring doorbell of ghosts.
I'm definitely going to keep my eye out for some killer ghost footage from Ring camera. Yeah. But in the meantime, I'm watching Nuke's Top 5 every goddamn time.
Yeah, and again, there is nothing here. In the press release, it says Ring users can submit videos of paranormal activity captured on the Ring doorbell or camera. There is nothing on here about it being, like, you can make it fake. I think they're saying we want real stuff, but, like,
yeah, I think maybe
people will fake it. I don't know, dude.
I think that what they're looking for is genuine ghost footage, right?
Sure.
I don't know that that's all like they're going to award. Rules, I don't know that like, that's all that they're going to award, right?
I looked at the rules of the alien one, and it's like a physical thing has to be in camera. Like, it can't be like a half. Yeah. Like, yeah. So I imagine it's very similar. All right,
hold on. I found a quote. Ooh, this is gross. Okay. Whether you catch a floating orb or inexplicable shadow or dress up as a friendly ghost, all supernatural sightings are welcome. Okay, so it can be just BS. For fun. Yeah,
so they're just opening the floodgates to the shit committee.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, hey, for our listeners right now, you might be able to fake a ghost and win $100,000. Enjoy.
Do it.
Do it with my blessing and share Please it on do. The subreddit. I would love to fucking see your fucking Ring submissions for Season of the Ghost Hunt or whatever it's called. What's it called?
Oh, it's gone now. I closed the page. Ring's That's Ghost fine. Hunt.
Ring, Ghost October. Up. Ghost Up October by Ring.
Ghost Up October.
I teased this in the episode this week, the fantastic, fantastic game show episode that I did this week. Just absolutely killer. Just valuable. Just a good episode all the way around. Yeah. I teased that I was going to tell you guys about the Zodiac mystery that I made, the Chodiac mystery that I made. And really what I want to look at this through is the lens of a warning about hubris. Because...
Okay.
Yours or others?
Mine huh? entirely. Uh-huh. So I'm just going to walk you through this, and I'm going to let you guys know what you missed by not caring about it nearly as much as I did. So, first of all, if you remember in the Zodiac episode, there was a discrepancy, I'll call it, with the numbering, in that there are four episodes about the Zodiac Killer, but those episodes are only separated into three parts. So I'm going to talk in episode numbers right now instead of part numbers, because that's all that matters. But there was several ciphers hidden in these episodes. The first two ciphers were hidden in the first episode, and one decrypted using the first code, which was hidden. You know, I have these H codes that are all that pertain to each episode. So the first one was hidden, and the cipher decrypted to 8 and 1 is 7 and 1. That was the first one.
Okay.
And the second one was heavyweights code, which decrypted to money parachute. I'm not going to tell you what those are clues for, but they are clues for something. And the first one was 8 and 1 is 7 and 1. And the next one is money parachute. And then the next one was in the next episode. Episode 2 had horse, the third code, the Denver airport code, which was 35 cover up. And then the other one in that episode was head, which was the dream episode, and says tight shoes on the other foot. And then from there, things got a little crazy, because the point was that I was trying to establish the rule that the H words in order were going to be your keys for deciphering the ciphers. Okay. So that was my whole point. And actually people picked up on this, right? So people picked up on that part, and the next one was complicated. The next one was hubris.
Yeah.
The very next thing that I decrypted was one big cipher that was meant to look like it accidentally encrypted more of an email than I intended to encrypt. where in the message, Chodiak tells people that he's crack-proof and that they think they know where this is going, but it's not. And so I'm going to read it to you right now. And this email said, it comes in the middle of the word remember. And says, remember to only translate the below this line, the words below this line, and be particularly careful to be thorough, as any small mistake will lower immersion in possible candidates. Again, as a reminder, the following messages belong in the third episode of the series. Place this first message near the beginning of the show. And then the message is, this is the Chodiak speaking. You glowing green meanies will never catch me because I am crack-proof. You thought you had me all figured out, but you have only just begun. You should have trusted Alex. He was trying to help you, but now you are already too far down the path I led you. I have no choice but to tell you the next part in person. You never know who's listening. Come find me, green meanies. Place the second part at the three-quarter mark. So we're back in the email. And then that's a seemingly encoded cipher that's still in that email. So that's going to stick out as odd to somebody who decrypts this, is they're going to see that there's still something that's seemingly encrypted as part of this email. Please take extra care not to mess this one up, Insinuant. You've really got to get them on the hook for the study to be effective. The time of ironically pretending we don't exist to mask our true existence is nearly at an end. May you have a rad time, and shall nothing lame or stupid ever harsh thy vibes. So then this part that was still encrypted was the next cipher, which was that part decrypted from hello, and then huge decrypted the cipher within that, which decrypted to something that when you decrypted it looked like it was wrong. And this is where I think we lost, where I lost everyone, was that nobody could figure out that the thing that it decrypted to was a scramble. And I used the word scramble. I used the word scramble a couple times in the hints that I was saying in the episodes to try and get people to descramble it. But where I lost them was this, and what it descrambled to was Magnolia Ave, Terracina Drive, Riverside, California, Memorial Day, noon. Okay.
Okay.
So that just said that. That said Magnolia Avenue, Terracina Drive, Riverside, California, Memorial Day, noon, which was me saying, go to that place at that time in real life.
Oh, okay.
The third cipher was in part three and was just another hint that decrypted to 8 and 1 is when this is all done. And when 7 have gone, the last one is fun. See you soon. You already have everything you need, which was me trying to hint to people, because the episode came out that bit that they had was the solution. But anyway, then I was going to give everybody a month to solve that, which they did not achieve, because I didn't want to drop an actual hint. And actually, the seeds of doubt started to spread in my own heart at this point as well, because maybe I was going too far with this. But on Memorial Day, me and an actor that I arranged for to be the Chodiak, who was going to wear like a face mask, but wear like regular clothes, but like wear like a black mask and kind of like be like a cool version of the guy from Lake Berryessa, was going to come to the parking lot at Terracina Drive in Riverside. And he was going to have a USB drive that had a letter, and then he was going to drive away, and I was going to sit there with everybody while they looked at it, and is going to say, you're already holding the sensitive info, and he gives you the keys, and the letter is riddles that lead to 8 geocaches in the area. I already figured out the riddles. I already figured out the geocaches, but I'm not going to spend them here because I might use them later. But there was 8 geocaches in the area that I selected, and I was going to go around to each one that morning and sign each one's log with one of the passwords that you needed. So you're going to, if you found all 8 geocaches, you would get all 8 passwords. And then you could go get the photos that were on the drive, and there was 8 photos and each one decrypted. So you could only see the image when you were able to input the proper password.
And so, so much work, bro.
So in so in you. Those so in those photos was 8 pieces of a URL. And along with the photos in there is one encoded text file called delete this before delivering it to the candidates. And so when you put all the passwords into the photos, you get a you get this URL, and the URL leads to a joke video that's like a red herring and asks people to subscribe to the Patreon, like be sure to drink your Ovaltine nice. And maybe do like it is a mystery and maybe like try and promote the live show or whatever was happening at the time. And then the last cipher, which was hero, the last like word cipher from the H8 sequence unlocked the text file cipher, which was going to be step-by-step instruction. I have all this stuff, by the way, step-by-step this instructions crazy, dude. From the real Chiluminati telling me how to carry out the ARG about the Chodiak and how it's part of their ongoing research into our listenership and what they want out of the show, and hint to the audience that further guidance is always available if you know where to look. And then when you look at all the capitalized letters in that letter, they give you a URL to a second Google Drive that's password protected. And that one is the Chiluminati dead drop drive, which has all my production notes and images and research for all the episodes that I did, like a back behind the scenes bonus, which would have all the links on them. And then I was going to upload all the other shit that I did to that Google Drive as I went so that it would keep updating as I was doing H8 episodes. And then I was going to add bonus content to it. And then I was going to have a bulletin board in there that had actual communications from the Chiluminati. But I gave up on that. So I'm not going to do that.
Nobody made it that far.
It's just a lesson for myself to learn about hubris.
Very creative, though. That's like wild. That's
the
really
only thing
cool.
I can think about here is Alex locked behind that pane of glass, realizing that we as Batman did not follow along at all. And he's like, no, no, no. That's Alex right now.
Or
fully insane.
Or it's a perfect performance art piece that's in theme with what the real Zodiac was doing.
Yeah, man.
You did a great job. I'm so proud of you.
You're
so good. You worked so hard.
Yeah, you work so hard, dude.
Thanks, guys.
No, no, no.
You hate Bruce Wayne too, right? You hate Bruce Wayne too, right?
I haven't seen that movie yet, but I need to.
I gotta watch The Penguin, you guys.
I heard it. The first episode was good.
Anyway, don't
go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, that's a great.
That's it.
Yeah.
On that, we'll be back next week with a brand new minisode right here at patreon.com/chiluminatipod. We appreciate it. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Let's see if it uploads fast for you this time.
Mine isn't even said it's over.
Yeah, yeah.